flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Karam Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, let's get into the question of the day. You will know, or if you don't know, I will remind you, because that's probably the way I should handle this. Alex Bregman, because I keep wanting to do Altuve, but Alex Bregman.
Albe. Alve.
We're just going to try and put them together.
Yeah.
That's very weird. But it's my fault, so I will take responsibility. But yeah, Alex Bregman, don't, you know, hold that thought. Hold on, my friends, because it's still possible he might return to the Astros. Multiple reports happened yesterday indicating that they've re-engaged conversation. In fact, Bob Nightingale was on our very own airwaves on Area 45 last night. That's one of the reasons why you got to keep it locked right here on Sports Radio 610. Stuff that you can't get anywhere else. And Bob Nightingale talked about the notion of the re-engaging of conversations, the possibility of moving things around, and that Jose Altuve, that time I wanted to say the other one, Jose Altuve volunteered to move from second base, his home for his entirety of his major career here in Houston, to left field in order to accommodate a return of Alex Bregman and a reshifting of the defensive infield, which, by the way, would be a pretty solid defensive infield.
Oh, for the infield would be great.
Like, it'd be a really
Gold
good
glove
defensive
at third.
Infielder.
Obviously, you have a guy at second that would be, it would be great.
Yeah, so, clearly, Altuve refuses to give up.
Can't quit him.
Alex Bregman, and that got us thinking, what is the item or thing for you that is so nostalgic or sentimental that you refuse to quit? 713-572-4610. You are about to be grossed out. Trigger warning.
No, you're
Lopez,
not.
Lopez, what's your answer?
All right, so I think starting in high school, I got this feather pillow that I just loved, and it was just the right amount of feathers. It was soft. It was cuddly. And so I kept that feather pillow through high school, through college.
Mm-hmm.
Through the early years of marriage.
Y'all hearing it?
Through the first few years of children.
Are you hearing it?
I had that feather pillow at least 25 years.
You're nasty.
No, well, hold on. It was sentimental and to the point where there was like a brown stain on the actual pillow from all the oils in your face and head and everything.
So you actually use this
every night.
Oh.
Every night.
That's the thing. Like,
you're
you can
disgusting.
Maybe clean.
No,
thank
you. But thank here's you. The thing. I washed it. I would put, at the end, I ended up putting like 3 pillowcases on it just to keep it, you know, kind of fluffy. And
that didn't tell you nothing? That didn't tell you nothing.
But it was about the size.
Not 2, 3.
On each side of the pillow, there was this kind of brownish yellow stain from all the oils that over the course of your life. That was there, but I would clean it.
And what eventually got you to throw it away?
I didn't. My wife threw it away.
Exactly.
For me.
Like I said, you're nasty. You're nasty. Thank you. That is correct.
Here's the kicker, though. Not only did she throw it away, I currently have a pillow that I've had, another feather pillow that I like, that I've had for at least 10 years.
You didn't learn your lesson.
Like, you grow attached. I grew attached to this pillow. It was
Get
awesome.
Another pillow.
No, it was the perfect pillow.
And you got another pillow that was a perfect pillow, huh?
After a while, yeah, it took a while, but now I've had it for about 10 years.
Unbelievable.
And, see, this, and my wife is threatening to throw that one away, too.
And God bless her. Honestly, God bless her. Two PSAs. This is why you need a woman in your life or a significant other, depending on what's happening. But, like, particularly for heterosexual men, it's usually a huge development point in your life of a certain age when that woman comes to your life and gets your wardrobe better, gets you, you know, getting a better haircut. Right. Looking mm-hmm. looking like a grown man. Mm-hmm. And then apparently having you make sure that you change your bedding. And
sometimes when I would fluff up this pillow after I cleaned it, you know, like little bits of feather would start flying around in the air and stuff. And
were the feathers brown, too?
I don't remember.
That's a yes. Oh, my God. All right. So, yeah. Sorry. I hope that trigger warning did enough for you because Lopez. Go ahead right now. If you can go get you a new set of pillows. It don't cost that much.
Not me.
Just laying in all that filth, flarn,
look
flarn,
at this.
Filth.
From the 832, I have my feather pillow from high school. I'm 57 years old.
Friend.
My wife calls it a petri dish.
That's right. And let me be your real friend here because apparently no one else is trying to be a friend to you. Get a new pillow. I promise you. They're still good. In fact, they make even better ones now. There's technology yeah. and such. Please, please, for your own sake, so you're not breathing in all that face dust that you've had from decades. Get your new one. I beg and plead. But my answer to the sentimentality is a lot less nasty. In fact, it's very, very not nasty. It is a painting. It is a painting of a little boy sitting on a ledge in the snow playing a saxophone. And it is sentimental to me because my mother purchased it mm-hmm. when I was very, very little, saying that it reminded her of me.
All right.
And I ended up actually like playing music. I played percussion and drums mm-hmm. and such. And so, like, I've always loved music. And so she had it on the wall in my childhood house for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then I went to college and I was like, Mom, can I take this? And she was like, yeah. And so I've literally had it on the wall of every place that I've lived in. And so that one, I feel like I'm going to have on the wall of
is
every place
shape?
Till the day I die.
Is it falling apart?
No, it's in great shape.
Yeah.
And if it started falling apart, I'd get it reframed or what have you. Yeah. No, that one is going with me till I go.
So things I can't get rid of, man. I was telling y'all earlier, I got a box full of wires and cords and stuff because
you and every other guy.
Yeah, I'm such a nerd because, you know, like right now I'm in the process of finishing my studio in the house. And so I just got all these wire cords and cables and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And my wife was like, you need to get rid of it. You don't need all of this. I'm like, but I might need it.
No, you don't.
I don't know. I might.
When
need
are
it.
You going to use a coaxial cable again?
You never know,
yes,
man.
You
might.
Yes,
you might find
you
something, man. No.
Get rid of that USB-A you in know. There. Yeah.
Now I did get rid of some.
That man
of those.
Got a VGA cable in there,
yeah.
ready to plug in a printer from 1999.
Yeah, no, I got all type of crap in there, but I'm yeah. like, I just got to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm gonna probably put it in the attic just. Just in case.
Yeah.
You never know. I just can't get rid of it.
Your coaxial cables are more of a waste than my pillow. My pillow serves a purpose.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
That's a nasty purpose, though, man.
It's awesome.
Bringing that damn pillow.
My cables ain't spreading no germs.
Oh,
and
my
stuff,
pillow,
right.
My pillow's not either.
Yeah, it is. Some other things that have come in on the text line. In fact, shout out to the 409, former double A pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
I found out they still have
Beaumont.
Not, I don't think it was Beaumont.
No, I said the 409.
Oh.
Yeah. It's all, yeah, around
that's,
Houston.
Yeah, that's there, Beaumont. Yeah.
Sorry, I was like, I don't think that there's a Beaumont AA team. I might have missed some if that was the case, but my bad, I misheard. But however, they said they kept their first home run ball from when they got to pro baseball.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's got to be crazy. And then also, they also said they had their high school game ball when they struck out 17 batters. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's you got to have that in the man cave in a nice case for sure. Some other things that came in, let's see. By the way, someone said, Figgy, it's okay to throw away the RCA cables. You can let that one
go. Hey, man, you never know, man. I still got the red, what is the red, white, and yellow cables?
Yeah, you're done. They're done. You throw them away.
You know, really don't need those. Yeah. Somebody from the 713, this is real sentimental, and this is going to be tug at your heartstrings. So, again, trigger warning. I kept my dog's first collars from when they go from puppy to big puppy.
Yeah, I still have Gibson's collar.
Yeah, I still got Stanley. Yeah.
Where do you keep that? Like, is that
it's hanging by my chair?
Okay, yeah. Like you got to find a way to display that. So I feel like it's weird to just have that like in the junk drawer. You know what I mean?
I kind of got his.
It's not the junk drawer, but I had a little can for Stanley with his toys and little stuff in there. Mm-hmm. I just kept it in. I never got rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
COVID was actually started by J-Lo's pillow.
I would not doubt that.
Yeah. It's all tight. It's Rona on there. It ain't even COVID. It's coronavirus on there, man.
That's right. There's all sorts of, there's a few versions of the flu in there as well. Yeah. From the 346, they got the first 13 Spawn comics over 20 years and you can't let them. No, of course. Those are collectibles at that point.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's one of the things we talked about with Sean when we were talking about him, that with him before the show. He brought up like some SIs that he had from damn near his childhood, just a large collection. At some point, they're really valuable. But even outside of the value, like he talked about, he doesn't display them. But when he moves and has an opportunity to go in there and look at them, you just sit down and sit with them for a few hours and like just kind of reminisce. That's worth the price of toting those things around. In my feeling,
yeah, he's got me thinking about going up to the attic because I still have all my SIs from as far back as I think it was 1973. I got that subscription.
What you gonna do with them?
I don't know. I should frame them because I've got some really cool ones, Larry
Bird.
Bring
them up here and pass them out.
Pass them out.
Yeah, that's right, man.
You want one?
You ain't do. Yeah,
I'll see if I can go into the attic. This weekend.
Now, when I talked about magazines, I didn't anticipate this one, and that's probably on me. From the 713, they say they got some old Playboys from back in the day.
My brother kept all his. I never was a big collector of that, but when he died, we went through his stuff. He's got stacks and boxes.
I feel like that's
Playboys.
That's a great way of telling, like, just, you know, different eras.
Yeah.
There was a point in time where you had to be a connoisseur of some sorts.
It was a hairy experience.
All right.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Come on.
What?
Lord have mercy.
What is wrong with you?
I said it was a hairy experience.
Jesus Christ.
Like,
man.
Come on, what? Man. Thankfully, the kids
y'all are the minds that are going in weird places, not mine.
God bless. But yeah, that is something that we don't necessarily have to worry about in the same way. Like, hey, clear my browser history or whatever when I pass. Back in the day, it was just like, hey, so there's a box, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
In the back of the closet. Before they come cleaning, I need you to do something for me. You understand? Yeah. You hear me? From the 713, can't get rid of my cassette tapes that I keep in my double-sided tape.
See, now those might come back. Albums came back.
I don't think they'll come back.
You never know.
I do think that there is a value.
They're trying to make them come back, though, for sure.
Like albums, because I had all my
albums. Cassette tapes not coming
back. I went to a couple.
You don't know that.
But see, I went to a couple concerts, and it was some artists that was actually selling cassette tapes. They had cassette albums, and I was shocked, but I don't know, man.
Hey, I had all my albums, and now my son has them because he's got, I mean, it's a thing.
I still got some of my DVDs, and I don't have a DVD player at all.
What about VHS? Is that going to come back?
My pop still got a bunch of VHS.
But that's the thing is, I'm also not mad at you keeping some of these things because with everything going digital and seeing the way that like streaming sites are like, hey, we got this movie. And you're like, hey, I would now like to watch that movie. And they're like, actually, that's gone to the ether. You can't find it. Good luck. I'm like, actually, you should probably keep a little bit of physical media.
I got a DVD, one of my favorite movies, The Warriors.
All right.
Like, I'm never giving that away. I don't know if I'm going to have a DVD player again, but I'm never giving that away, man.
Oh, okay. See, now 713, keep that pillow. Just don't use it. They said their feather pillow is their ex-girlfriend's from when she would stay over. Oh, okay. Maybe don't keep that one.
Yeah,
they said when they met their wife over 20 years ago, she started using the pillow and still does. Okay.
But does she know it was your ex's?
Yeah, that's a great way to get her to throw that pillow away.
Oh, man.
Did I ever tell you why I had that pillow?
Yeah.
All right.
Boy, if that pillow could talk.
All right. That's three. You had three of them in this segment.
I didn't do anything.
This brother rolling.
He is wilding on a Friday. It is definitely
it's
a Friday.
It's the first hour, man.
Crazy Friday. That really
we
is.
We got three more hours to go.
Oh, my goodness. Somebody said they still got a bag of G.I. Joe's. Oh, no. Bring those things out. Let's
those cool. Yeah.
I will play G.I. Joe's with you. I just want to have that childhood moment again. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, from the 979, and with your nonsense, they said it was a sticky situation. 713 said it was a hard experience. All right, y'all. I'm very disappointed in all of you. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Let's keep this going into hour number two of the program as we'll go around the NFL, including the newest Raiders coach, the mess that's happening in Jacksonville and what that means for the Texans. Plus, a Texans coach is on the move. We'll talk about all of that next.